It's Monday, January 16, 2017. I'm your host, Joe. You're listening to the What Shave Your News podcast, powered by Sharpologist.com. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, and Happy New Year to you all. I hope everyone's staying warm out there. I know lots of this many parts of this country right now is the USA is under snow. Unfortunately, I cannot say the same here in South Florida. It is 70 degrees outside, and feel free to hate me now if you'd like. Just kidding. So today on the show, we're going to have my discussion with Shannon from Shannon Soaps. We'll feature that. We have some new products we're going to go over, and we're going to talk about the new podcast that will be starting on the 30th of this month. Yep. So this will be our last What Shaving News podcast for the time being. Don't worry, the old episodes will be archived. You can still listen to the What Shaving News podcast whenever you want. Just we will be going to the new podcast starting on the 30th. So this will be our final episode of What Shaving News. And our discussion of the week will be all about the future of the podcast and what the new podcast will entail. So, guys, hope you look forward to it and are excited. I'm very excited to be starting this new podcast as well. But before we get into that, let's talk about some news. So, Shannon from Shannon Soaps emailed me last month, and she was able to tell me about her company, and she actually sent me some samples to try of her new product line. The Rust Belt product line. So it's a new line that they're doing with new formula from their previous soap and aftershave formulas. And the first scent of the series is called Forest City Fern. And what's really cool about Forest City Fern is it's scent based on the history of efforts and encouragement by city officials to plant shade and fruit trees in Cleveland. So a really good meaning behind the soap. I've mentioned this many times on the podcast in previous episodes that most artisans have meaning behind their products. Just got to read the fine print. And this is my favorite part of the wet shaving world is going and finding out why people do things. Really. And that's basically in a nutshell, that's it. Why do they make a soap that smells like this? And there's always a story behind it. So I'm very glad to see that there was such an interesting story behind Forest City Fern. And I left a show link for the entire product line there for the Forest City Fern story and everything right here in the notes. So check it out and click on it and read all about it. It's a beautiful scent of wood with an earthy undertone. I really enjoyed the scent. The performance was spot on. A great product. And I wish Shannon and her husband lots of luck with this new line and many new scents to come out with it. Guys, they're also fans of the podcast, and also they're on I think Razor and Brush. They're on a couple of Facebook groups, so check them out. Shannon of Shannon Soaps. Send them an email if you have any questions, and the website is shannonsoaps.com. I have the link in the show notes. Check it out and just, you know, give it a little look. I think you'll be very impressed with their quality. So Fine Accoutrements came out with the Citrus Fine Italian Citrus Soap and Aftershave Kit, and this is a much anticipated re-release of the original. I did not try the original Italian citrus, but I heard that this one is a little better. Definitely reminds you of the original one. That both were, well, this new soap, I'm sorry, is inspired by Acqua di Parma, which is a cologne that came out in 1916, originally used to scent men's handkerchiefs. Really interesting on that. It went mainstream. Basically, you had some celebrities using it in the 30s and the 40s, and it got very popular, and it's still being made today. You could still buy it. But this scent, I've actually smelled Acqua di Parma, and I've actually, I do like the scent. I do think it's very nice. I think that this fine Italian citrus is spot on to it. I think it's very close with a little bit more of the musk at the undertone. But definitely spot on. You could definitely tell the two are very similar. And this is a great performing soap. I mean, I'm a fan of Fine Accoutrements. I think they make great products. I think this scent is really nice as well. And definitely worth it. It's in stock, which is good. Some of these new releases go out of stock. So check it out, guys. And watch in the next few weeks or so, I'll have a review, full written review on these products. So look out for that as well. So Fine Accoutrements, Italian Citrus. Check it out, fineaccoutrements.com. And we have Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements with the Original Brush Soap, which is their new product to helping clean your shaving brushes. Now, recently we've talked about shaving soap companies coming out with brush cleaning soaps. And this is just this is Phoenix's basically this is their product based upon customer requests. And we'll talk. And what I mean by that is Wet Shavers Roundtable, which is a show hosted by Douglas Smythe every Saturday at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. He hosts a show there, and he was asking questions regarding brush soap and stuff like that. And I guess the fans came up with a lot of comments, and they had a lot of feedback on what would make a good brush soap. And Doug came out with a soap based on that. So this brush cleaning soap is all based on customer preferences, on what their requests were and what they wanted out of it. So it's really cool. Comes with a comb inside of it to straighten out those knotted brush hairs, just in case you have some problems. Sometimes if you're a little rough on the brushes, you'll crunch down those hairs, especially in the middle of the brush, and you'll get like that donutting effect. This will straighten it right up. It'll clean the brush and get all that gunk out and make it look new again. So guys, really, really interesting products that are coming out lately. A lot of companies are coming out with these brush cleaning soaps. This one I got to try. I'm really impressed with it. And the best part is, it doesn't smell bad. It smells like a barbershop scent. So I was really happy with the scent too. So it'll smell good while you're doing good for your brushes. So check it out, guys. PhoenixAccoutrements.com. And I left the exact link right under in the show notes to this product as well, so you guys can check it out. So moving right along, we have some things to go over with the podcast. But first off, I'd like to say thank you. This past year and about a year and a half I've been on the podcast has been a great experience for me. I really enjoyed basically doing Wet Shaving News, and I've met some great people, and I've made some lifelong friends here. So thank you, everybody, for listening and for being there and for being so supportive of this podcast, because it really made it fun for me. But the fun does not end here. After listening to lots of feedback and careful consideration, we've decided to start a new podcast, and I'm going to tell you why. So the new podcast is Wet Shaving Talk, and it's going to be based on the shaving community rather than solely focusing on news. And the reason being is, well, let's face it, with social media today, news is almost delivered instantly, and by the time our cast comes out, it may be a tad old. So what I mean by that is, you guys know when something comes out on Twitter. If you're really into the wet shaving community, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, the new products come out, and you guys know instantly. And usually by the time I record the podcast, it's sold out, or the news is already a little old. So we decided to make a new podcast, and Wet Shaving Talk is going to be based on the community. And basically, we'll still talk about news and new products, but we won't solely base our content on it, if you know what I mean. We're going to get more into tips. We're going to get more into videos. We're going to get more into stuff like that, reviews of products, stuff that I think that that our viewers have been sending in comments about and saying stuff that they'd like to see more of. So that's where I'd like to really focus 2017 on getting to know the Wet Shaving community a little better and having a lot of fun while doing it. So guys, Wet Shaving Talk is going to be all about wet shaving, still on the Sharpologist site. It's still going to be every other Monday, and basically you're still going to have me on it, so not much is going to be changing. But Wet Shaving News will stop today. This is the last episode. But all of the older episodes will be archived, so you can listen to them whenever you'd like. Now, will Wet Shaving News come back? Not too sure at this moment. We'll take a break from Wet Shaving News, but there's a good possibility they can come back anytime. It's not being closed forever, but we'll see how Wet Shaving Talk gets us. So, guys, thank you very much for all of your comments and feedback. This new podcast is based on feedback and comments from the viewers and listeners themselves. So, guys, I'm letting you know that we're listening to you, and we want to make this show really fun for everyone. So, guys, thank you again for listening to the Wet Shaving News podcast for over a year. And we will be and Wet Shaving Talk will debut January 30th, 2017, right here on Sharpologist. So look out for that first show. It'll be coming up very soon, and it'll be a lot of fun. So I will send out some emails and I'll blast this on Twitter and Facebook as well, so you guys can all remember the date and check it out when it comes out, January 30th, 2017. And if, remember, guys, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, please email me at joe.whatshippingnews@gmail.com anytime, and I'll get back to you immediately, definitely. Guys, that's it for all we have for this week. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, What Your Father Didn't Teach You About Shaving. I'd like to do a special shout-out and special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for all the help he does with the podcast, all the support he has for coming out with new things here and all everything he does. He's just a great guy, and he really helps me out a lot. So thank you, Mark, for everything that you do. Thank you, Andrew, our previous host, and the actual founder of the What Shaving News podcast. He's taking some time off, but hopefully we'll see him in 2017. Maybe we'll get him on the new podcast as well. Remember, guys, don't forget to check out my blog site, shavestraightandsafe.com, for some tips and interesting wet shaving stories. And don't forget to join us on the Wet Shavers Roundtable every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Lots of fun over there, wetshaversroundtable.com. Check it out. And, guys, remember, our new podcast is debuting on the 30th. So check it out right here on Sharpologist. Again, guys, I'd like to thank you very much for this past year and a half on the What Shaving News podcast. It's been a hard decision letting this go, but it's for the future. So thank you very much, everyone. And remember to have a great shave, shave straight, and shave safe. Thanks again, guys.